and he got an easier deal. He still didn't make it. So they agreed there on rule for a fair test, what they both considered to be a fair test, according to them. They were both satisfied that this would be the struggle, the basis of the struggle. You all realize that or what?
Yeah.
Any comments? Comment. Come on. Say what you're thinking.
I was thinking, why did God demean himself in such a manner?
Well, I give a lot of human reasons. A lot of verses. Read them. First of all, the plain fact is that he did. Did he or not?
Yes.
Marie doesn't seem to agree with that, do you, Marie?
I don't think I understand what the struggle is. If God, like, you know, he's letting Satan prove something, is that it?
He's giving Satan a fair chance to try to prove something. Far more than fair, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I believe God can do that. Because God tells
well, if you believe it, I guess, being a woman, that's it. Begin with is that this occurred, that God and the devil made an agreement. God gave the devil room to try his thing. The devil was into rebelling in the first place, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Isaiah 14:14. Now God could have just crushed him. But you see, God doesn't deal in the greatness of his strength. He tells us that we are able to reason with him. He invites us to reason with him. And clearly, if we see him even being fair toward the devil, how much more certain are we that he'll be fair toward us? That's just human, an argument. However, why he did it is quite secondary. The fact that he did it has to come first. He chose to do it. He clearly gave the devil an opportunity to do all kinds of wrong. Though you moved me to destroy him without cause. He did that. Strange. It's also strange that he should allow his son to die on a cross. Strange that he should allow his son to be tempted. But these things he did. Rhetoric about he didn't do it doesn't get anywhere. The plain record is that he did. Now why he did it is what we want to get at. The nature of their struggle. What happens when they fight? The first thing that happens is what? What?
To make an agreement.
They fight with respect to their agreement. But the essence of their agreement, we're still not fully finished with it all. Well, that's the essence, but then what are the terms of their agreement? What are they after? What are they fighting over, really? You see, they make an agreement with each other in front of witnesses. All the sons of God were there. There were many witnesses, and they made an agreement. And they're both after pride. In a sense, you might speak of the devil's honor is at stake. Now, whatever that would mean, honor. They make an agreement. However, in his mind, he does not so intend. He said of the king of Assyria, isn't it? In his mind, he does not so think, but it is in his mind to cut off nations, not a few. You recall that?
Yeah.
Concerning the king of Assyria, what's the figure to think about the devil? The devil has things in his mind, and God has things in his mind. They're quite different. Nevertheless, they openly agree on terms of a fair test. And they both bind themselves to those terms. And of course, if someone should step outside of those terms, he's automatically the loser, isn't he? An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And that's well known. Any two combatants, and if you make an agreement and somebody breaks the agreement, he'll be automatically the loser. So the devil works hard to stay within his the terms of his agreement. And he tries to use deceit to overcome strength. Now, that's part of the nature. Now, what are they fighting over, really? What are they both thinking? Well, they're both thinking many things, but what's the essence of where they're head on, what they're thinking? What they're saying, in a sense. By their actions, the heart of what each of them are saying, head on. Any idea?
That they are the greatest?
In essence, in both cases, clearly appears in Job and Matthew and in all other cases. What's the essence of their, of what they're saying? Clearly appears. If you hear it. Any ideas? Come on, just guess. Go ahead.
God has to be a step ahead of sin, so he knows where he is.
Well, that's not what they're fighting over, no.
They have control.
Over what? Exactly. That's, no. Over people,
like what? Over who knows more than the other?
In a sense, sure. But really, what? What's the real rub? Sign of that, whatever. Oh, except if you will fall down and worship me, you'll eat the soul. Trying to get control over it. Okay, what else?
Satan's right to be proud.
Not what they're fighting over.
The control of the light.
That has something to do with it physically. They're fighting over man. Well, okay, there's a word.
Allegiance.
Huh?
Allegiance.
That's close. A word. Loyalty is another closer one.
Okay.
Right in there. Nobody said it. At this point, it should have occurred to all of you so clearly. Some of you have said it, but nobody really said it.
Worship, fellowship.
Nobody has said the right word.
Love.
There's only one word, really. They're fighting over the actual specific circumstance. Well, faithfulness. The devil is saying to God, they won't be faithful to you. I can get them away from you. I can get Jesus away from you. I can get him to fellowship in the flesh. They won't fellowship with you. Jesus won't fellowship. Christians won't fellowship with you. I can get them to fellowship with me. That's exactly what he did. Tried to do with Jesus. And as you well know,